have been a bad student of the teacher. But for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tables of stone, but on the flesh of tables of the heart. I think it's saying, you are read of all men, in that you are known as, you know, and what I'm saying is read of all men, because everyone knows what the Corinthians were to Paul, the Corinthians Christians. They know that when this Paul, this apostle, came preaching Christ, that these were the ones who received him. These are the ones who received his doctrine. These are the ones who follow his doctrine. So they become Paul's letter of commendation to all who see them. All who see them look at them and judge them, and they read them. And by them, they judge Paul. I always say the things that are you know, as they say in the scriptures, our conversation, our behavior, and also the things in our and the things in our heart, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. These are the things by which others will judge us. They will judge us by those things that they see, the things that we do, and the things that we say. That's how we're going to be judged. And if we say we are, and also we say we are followers of Christ, that is how they're going to judge us. They're going to judge Christ based on what they see in us. And for by reason of this, the way of truth is evil spoken of, because many who say they are the apostles of Christ, the spirit, you know, that are, you know, the system of, is somewhat have broken down, because so many claim to be of Christ, and so few recommend him by their deeds. And such trust we have, verse 4, through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. You know, we have this trust through Christ to Godward. Meaning, you know, we don't need extra letters, extra proofs, you know. And not that we think we're sufficient to ourselves. But this comes from God. And, you know, and to some people that's one and the same thing. You know, because when I say I'm taught of God, people say, well, yeah, you taught yourself. You think you're, you know, people will say, Paul, well, you didn't go to university. You went to the University of Paul. You studied yourself. You taught yourself. You think you're sufficient to yourself. No, my sufficiency is of God. But, you know, it's always going to look the other way from someone who has a hostile perspective. Verse 6, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. This is a very true saying. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Well, how does that work? I'm going to just state it right off the bat that we're going to kind of cover it as we go through this chapter. It's very simple. The letter refers to, like, written commandments. And we're like, thou shalt do this. And even the things Jesus said, in letter, they will kill. They are the savior of death. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not look on a woman to lust after her. Those words condemn. They kill. What do they do for us? Except tell us where we have failed. Meaning, thou shalt not look on a woman to lust after her has no significance to me if I have no lust. So it's useless to me. It does me no good. It does not give me life. Meaning, let's say I am a man who has no lust in him, just by a fluke of miracle. I was born, the man born without lust. And then Christ comes to me and says, thou shalt not lust in your heart. It is utterly meaningless. Meaningless, has no power to give me life. I may have other things in my life that cause me to sin, but that's not the point. My point is that word coming to me has no redeeming qualities. It only helps you if you have lust. But then again, all it really is doing is condemning you. Oh, that was wrong? Ugh, if you didn't know it already in your conscience. But to those who are right, the letter has no power. So the only real power in the letter, in things written, is to kill. The letter, what it means is like able ministers of the New Testament, the New Covenant, the New Contract. The old contract was written in stone. It was written on paper. Maybe not paper, but I mean, it's written on paper, like in the Bible. And even the New Testament can be read in this sense, in the sense of the letter, and not in the spirit. I mean, where you are, just like I said, thou shalt not lust after a woman in your heart. You've already committed adultery. That's what Jesus said. That's not from the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, it wasn't specifically laid out like that. But every man's conscience knows that it's sin. Now, those who have their consciences seared obviously don't have much care for these things, but let's not go. I'm so prone to digression. Let's stick with this. Now, but the Spirit gives life. The Spirit is when God puts into us the Spirit not to lust. And that gives us life. Whereas before, we were full of lust. And the letter came saying, thou shalt not lust. It killed us. It made us more guilty. Because now not only do we know it in our hearts that it was wrong, now God has said we should not do it. But when the Spirit comes, the Spirit does not come to say, thou shalt not do this, that, the other. The Spirit of life is given. The Spirit of God is given. That we might be partakers of the divine nature. That we might be, you know, like it says, the promises of God are yea and amen. They are to make you righteous, to make you godly, to turn you from your wicked ways. That's what the Spirit of Christ comes into us to do. It does not come to condemn, but the Spirit comes to give life. So, the Spirit enables us to turn from lust, because that is the means by which we do that, by means of the Spirit. By means of the letter? Yeah, you know, but you could say, well, if I hear it in the letter, I could turn from my lust. Perhaps by your will, you can force some sort of improvement in your character. But as any man who's ever tried to perfect himself, that you can only go so far with your will. At some point,